You wrote an essay that won first place. And the essay was entitled Reflections on Growing Up as a Filipino American in the United States. And in that essay, you talked about your attitude towards the Filipino culture. Would you elaborate?
Yeah. I said in the essay, I put in experiences from the start of going to America towards and the present now. And basically, at the beginning, I didn't quite embrace the Filipino culture. It was, I didn't really want to be a part of it, didn't want to be, yeah. It was just, I would go to school with all these Americans, all these, like, Caucasians, white people, and then I would go back home, and then I would eat rice, and adobo, and sinigang. And at first, that wasn't different or weird to me at all. And then one time in middle school, my parents would, when my friends would come over, they would question what this food was, and I just never questioned it ever. I just thought that was normal. And then they were surprised I ate rice all the time, with a fork and a spoon. It was just these little things that started to made me question why. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we in America? I mean, we're in America, so we should just embrace that culture and just forget about the Filipino culture. That was my thought back in middle school and before. And, the essay elaborates more on my experiences on that. But basically, eventually, when my parents kept being involved in the Filipino community, and they dragged me along, and I started being involved with FMYO, and I liked it, and it opened my mind and gave me more perspectives and showed me that, hey, you can still live, you might have moved to a different place, but your culture, your parents' culture, you should respect that, and you should continue it on. And that doesn't mean you forget about the culture you currently live in, like America, for example, but it definitely doesn't mean that you should just throw away the Filipino culture, your roots, you know, so find a compromise.